So who here uses a radish for karpas? Anyone? Radish, yeah? So you may want to leave now, you know? So the question is the radish for karpas. So is there a problem? We'll see. Maybe other potatoes here use potatoes? No? Potatoes? Okay. So me too. So maybe a problem with you also, but the radish is going to be the biggest problem. It all starts with the Gemara in Brachos. The Gemara in Brachos has one line about his... Well, first of all, let's back up. Everyone knows in order to make a bracha achrona on something, you need to eat a kezayis of the item. Okay, fine. Now the Gemara is a story about Rabbi Yochanan. It's a very, very simple story. It's one line. The Rabbi Yochanan ate a zayis, kezayis, a zayis, which was pickled, I don't know, or salted, so it was got shriveled up, and the seed may have come out as well. And he ate this, and he made a bracha achrona after it. So the Gemara asks the obvious question, how can he make a bracha achrona? If it was a zayis, now it's a shriveled up less than a zayis, or it's missing a seed, how can you make a bracha achrona? What does the Gemara answer? The Gemara answers, well, originally it was a big kezayis. Now, after it got shriveled up and the seed went out, it's a medium-sized kezayis. All you need is a medium-sized kezayis. Everything is fine. Rabbi Yochanan made a bracha rishona, achrona. Excellent. Nothing to do with us at all. Comes along the Yerushalmi and has a slightly different version, a slightly different answer to the same story. Rabbi Yochanan and the Yerushalmi ate this shriveled up zayis. Gemara in Yerushalmi says, how could he make a bracha achrona on something which is less than the shear? And what does the Gemara say? Birya is shani. What does birya mean? A complete entity, even if it's less than the kezayis, if you eat it, you're mechayev to make a bracha achrona. You're with me? So it seems to be, at first glance over here, it's a Gemara, a machlokas Bavli, and Yerushalmi, if you have a birya, right? Because why couldn't the Bavli give the same answers to Yerushalmi? That you have a birya, you have a food which is a complete entity, which is less than a kezayis, do you make a bracha achrona on it? The Bavli sounds like you don't make a bracha achrona, because otherwise it would have given that answer. The Yerushalmi gives this new answer that a birya is different. And in fact, answer number one of Tosos to this contradiction between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi says, guess what? It's a contradiction. Okay, so we don't paskin like the Yerushalmi at all. When you have a Bavli versus Yerushalmi, you paskin like the Bavli. Is there any such concept of birya according to the first answer of Tosos? No, it's only in the Yerushalmi, not according to the Bavli. In other words, if you eat a complete entity, eat a chickpea, which is under a kezayis, do you make a bracha achrona on that one chickpea? No, because it's a Bavli would say Yerushalmi would say you do. Bavli says you don't. We follow like the Bavli. So far, so good. The problem is the second answer of Tosis. Second answer of Tosis gives a slightly different answer. It says that really, both the Bavli and the Yerushalmi agree that if you have a little chickpea, or you have some little complete entity, a grape maybe, which is a complete entity, which is less than the kezayis, you do make a bracha achrona. So why didn't our Gemara give that answer? Our Gemara didn't give that answer because I said it was missing a seed. Since the zayis over here was missing its seed, it's not a complete entity. But if it would have been a complete entity, yeah, you're with me? Even the Bavli would agree, you need to make a bracha achrona. Okay? So it comes out according to the second answer of Tosfos. And this is how Shulchan Aruch paskins. Listen to this. If you eat, Reish Yud Aleph says, Yesha Mestapkin. Shulchan Aruch is not sure. Sh'al Dover Shu Kibriyaso. If you have something which is a complete entity, Kigon, well, look at his examples. Gargir Shal Einav. You have like some type of grape. O Shal Rimon. Or a pomegranate. Shemavarchin La Achrav. We're not sure, do you make a brach achrona? Afal Pish Ein Bo Kezayis. Therefore, says Shulchan Aruch, L'chein Nachon, Lizar Shvalecho Birya Pachos Mekezayis. You want to save all the problems? Don't ever eat just one chickpea, or don't ever eat one grape, or don't ever eat one little entity, which is less than a kezayis, because otherwise you're running into bracha achrona problems. That's what Shulchan Aruch says. Yeah.
I've seen people if they want to make a bracha on a grape, they cut the grape in half.
My next Mar Makom is if you look at the Mishnah Brewer right here, he says, don't worry, not such a big deal. What do you do to get out of the problem? What do you do? Vim nisraska, you smash it up, kodem achila, lo mikri birya. So one way to get out of the problem, of this bracha achrona problem, is to smash it up. Shaar HaTzion says another way to get out of it, exactly what you said. V'u'adinim chilku mikoda mushtayim v'achlo. If you smash it into two beforehand, you cut it into two, you take a grape like I do for my kids, right? You cut it, and my wife only cuts it twice. I'm like neurotic, so I cut it like 8 times a grape before I give it to my, especially when I'm babysitting. You know, you cut the grape, and unfortunately, as we all know, mice is where it's happened, horrible things. So I'm crazy about it. Anyway, so you cut it up into a million times, the grape, and then you eat it like that. You have no problems. Comes along with Zosa Bracha. You know what else you could do? You don't even have to do it. You don't even have to cut it, says the Zosa Bracha. You know what you do? You just take a bite out of the grape, right? So at my 4-year-old, is a lot. We don't cut the grapes, but she has to take little bites from the grapes. So that's okay. Ready? You have to be more careful. When you go up in age, you get more responsibility. So she's allowed to have grapes without cut, but she has to take a bite. So you do that also. It's not a birya according to the Zosa Bracha. Everything is fine. Now you're all thinking this is supposed to be about karpas, right? Why am I all wasting your time with non-karpas issues? So now we go jump to karpas. Karpas, we know, has to be what? Less than a kazai. So there's some svarim in the room. But you forget Ashkenazim, at least for sure. Unless you're going like a certain Rambams. Ashkenazim follow that karpas has to be less than a kazai. Why? Why? So you don't make a bracha achrona. Why do you want to make a bracha achrona? So you could be yotzei in the maror later on. Exactly. So everything's fine. So you're as much as starved as you are to have that huge potato. You're not supposed to have more than a kazayis because you don't want to run into the bracha achrona problems. Now your radish problem is, let's say I eat a radish. It's a small radish, right? It's less than a kazayis. You think you're so frum, it's less than a kazayis, but it's the complete radish. Now, according to Shulchan Aruch, if you eat a complete radish,
slices.
Okay, one second, you're already getting answers from me. I just want to tell you why you have problems first, then you get me answers. So the problem first is that it would seem to be to have a whole radish as your karpas, which is a teeny radish, that's most of people eat. You have one little radish, you have a problem of birya, and now you have a bracha achrona. What did you gain by having a small fruit? Nothing. According to Shulchan Aruch, you've just violated a problem of eating a full birya. If you eat a full birya, you run into a suffix bracha achrona, maybe you should really make a bracha achrona. You have problems now. So what are the answers? So answer number one to get out of the problem is very simple. Just cut the whole radish in half. Fine. But no, not always people know this halacha. What do they do? If after you accidentally ate a full radish, you know, you don't check everyone. You don't tell everyone to cut it beforehand. You eat a whole radish. Now what are you going to do? You ate a full berry. You're really supposed to make a bracha achrona. If you make a bracha achrona, now what are you going to do with tomorrow later on? You've got problems. So the best answer is you're right, just to cut it in half. No problem at all. And then you're fine. That's what, first let's back up. The Tirosh V'Yitzar, V'Nitei Gavriel, and the Vayagid Moshe says the best thing to do is just don't have the radish at all. Is because if you don't have a radish, if you don't have a full birya, you know, you just solve all your problems. Have a potato instead, or have something else, which you're not eating the whole thing, then you're fine. However, if you want to have the radish, so what do? You just cut it in half, or you smash it up, that's eitz number one. Eitz number two is no. You could have the full radish. Why is a radish different? No. Because the radish also has leaves to it, or has some leaves to it. Some shrushim, or some roots maybe that are part of it. Maybe it's not leaves, but it's got other parts which are not really part of the vegetable. And you're eating that as well. So therefore, if you eat a whole beria, but you've got other parts with it, huh?
Nobody eats the
leaf
on
it. No, so maybe you've got other parts, the roots, or you've got other parts of the vegetable which are with it. Then maybe you could say that, look, if I'm eating that whole entity, maybe so part of it is not really part of the mitzvah. So I'm not really eating the whole entity. I'm eating a whole entity plus.
But I eat an apple, I don't eat the branch.
Okay, so maybe you're right. So this is not the greatest answer. I agree with you. I'm just saying maybe perhaps if you could say you're having a radish plus, it's not only just a radish, so then maybe there's ways to get out of it. I saw the Sefer Tirosh V'Yitzar suggests perhaps such a similar answer. Maybe you could say that as well. However, so what's the best answer? The best answer is, you know what? You haven't been doing anything wrong for years. Why? Because who's Medayik? Who listened carefully when I read the Shulchan Aruch? I'm going to read it again. Yeah? You're not going to eat some say a beria is a problem. Kigon, for example, what's a beria? Gargar shel enav, some type of grape, right? A grape, a cluster of grape or a grape. O shel rimon, or a pomegranate. No? So why is a radish different than those two? Grapes and... Oh, shiva saminim. Comes along the Harik, Magrai Kodesh, Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, and his Sefer Har Tzvi, he says it only applies to the Shiva Saminim. Why? Because the Shiva Saminim you know already is Mechayiv, a special bracha achrona. What bracha do you make if you eat a Shiva Saminim bracha achrona? What right? Alei, it's right. Alamichya, right? I'm sorry, I was thinking alamichya, but it's alei, it's right. But it's the main shalosh, as opposed to if you eat an apple, what bracha do you make after an apple? Brain of fashos. So if that's the case, already you see it's unique to the Shiva Saminim. So he suggests maybe this whole problem is a Shiva Saminim problem. If a radish, you can eat the whole radish, you don't have any problem at all. The problem is that there's one word of a berhetev, and Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach points this out. There's a Gemara in Chulin that says, is mashma, that kitnis echad is called a birya. I think kitnis is
a bean,
right? And also there's other... there's other gemaras that the Bar HaTev brings. A dug katan, a small fish, is considered a berry also. So that answer goes out the window according to that. If you're saying that it's unique to Shiva Saminim, okay, fish, maybe you could say it's a live animal, so maybe there's also special status. But a bean... I don't know, if a bean is considered a beria, then so is a radish. And therefore, you're back to your original problem. Best answer is either eat a potato or cut it in half. And then you're fine, and then you know no problem at all, and your karpas should be fine. Shkoyach.
The radish is like fairly big, not so small.
Wait, Rabbi Chaim and Akash, Meretz, Akash,